The new world is here, and it's time for you to expand your light. My name is Debbie Hagedorn, and I am the host of this podcast, Expanding Your Divine Light. And I invite you now to stop whatever it is you're doing. To inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth as many times as is comfortable for you right now. Ascension is upon us. And it's time for you to do the work. Let's get started. Hello, dear ones, and welcome to episode number 23 of Expanding Your Divine Light. I am grateful for your presence here. And I'd like to begin this podcast doing something different than simply sharing activations via my words with you. If you're able to right now, and if not, to come back to this recording when you can, stop what you're doing and find a comfortable place to sit for a few minutes. And as you find your space to sit, to be seated, perhaps on a chair, on the couch, on the floor, outside in the grass, it doesn't matter. Place one of your hands over the top of your heart space in the center of your chest. And place the other hand just below your belly button, in effect, placing it over your sacral chakra. And close your eyes, if you will. And in this moment, with me, I'm going to ask you to inhale through your nose to a count of 4 or 5. And as you inhale, see in your mind's eye energy coming in from both the top of your head and the bottom of your feet. See it coming to the space that's below the hand you've placed over your heart space. And as you do this, inhaling through your nose and seeing these energies coming into your body, into your heart space, upon completion of this inhale, hold your breath for 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, whatever capacity works for you. And when you're ready to exhale, see the energy that is now being held in your heart space, radiating from your heart space into the other areas of your body. If you're feeling pain in an area, see it moving there. If you have a headache, see the energy moving into your head space. If your knees are hurting, or if your belly is aching, or if you're just in general feeling fatigue, see these energies moving throughout all of your body. Again, inhaling through your nose. And holding these energies that came in via the top of your head and the bottoms of your feet, holding these energies within your heart space, underneath your hand that you've placed there for 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. And then exhaling through your mouth and seeing these energies move, flow to other points of your body as you direct them to. and repeat this process for as many times as you are called, both now and at any moment of your day, to fill yourself with the energy that is you, to allow yourself recognition of your own power, to learn to identify how big you really are, to learn to feel energy. You are, after all, pure energy. Everything around you is energy. The air you breathe, the water you drink, the chair you're sitting on, all energy. Everything carries a vibration. Everything emits its own unique frequency, including yourself. And we have crossed a threshold, an energetic threshold, in which we are now all moving forward to recognizing our own uniqueness, the frequency of our soul, unlike that of anyone else. Moving away from competition, the need to compete or remain in a divisive atmosphere. For why would there be competition when there is no one else like you on this planet? There will never be another you on this planet. You have no competition. By nature, you are worthy. You are deserving. And you deserve to live the life that you desire here on Earth. And when you allow your mind to expand, to open, to receiving the big picture you, and you learn to feel into the energy of you, to really expand your awareness of yourself, yourself as consciousness. Big picture you exists primarily outside of your physical body. And as you do the work to fine-tune your frequency, you gain clarity on the frequency of your soul. And I'll share with you a lesson I learned this week. A lesson about visions and dreams and desires. We all have them. And if we don't, we're only deluding ourselves. We all have dreams, visions for our future, desires. The clinker for me was the recognition that perhaps even in this moment, after having done all of that work, that not all of my visions were in fact my own. That within my system I was still and still am holding on to some programming. The need to believe what someone else told me was true for me. And with that awareness, tears flowed. And of course, you may know by now, I love my tears. They're a sure sign of me making the choice to let go of some things that are not who I truly am, to make room for more of my pure frequency. And I made a decision for myself to push the new game plus button, to move forward in this game, in my ascension, with a clean slate, no visions that belong to anyone other than myself, to take all of the wisdom that I have garnered, and to do the work to be sure that every step I take moving forward is moving towards my visions, my desires, my dreams. Because I too am a unique soul frequency. There's no one else who can do what I came here to do. And I will do what I came here to do because I choose it. I choose it daily. Every day, I do the work to make sure my energy field is clear. Every day I allow awareness to come in that helps me continue to expand my energy field, to expand in awareness of where I'm still stuck or staying small. I'm not doing it alone. It's vital for me to work with my highest self, my divine self, and my soul. I have a spiritual team whom I trust implicitly. And I have as much faith as I have ever known in any lifetime right now. These things are a choice and they're available to you too. Your commitment to yourself above all else is all that is required for you to move through the tumultuous times and into unity consciousness. Now that said, if you decide to detour to side quest, if you will, that's okay. Some choose the fast path and others choose to stop and smell the assorted flowers and goodies along the way. Myself, I like the fast track. The fast track for me is part of my soul's plan. And I immerse myself in nature every day. And I pay attention to me. And I nurture myself, because in that way, I am able to serve humanity in the greatest way possible. I don't do what I do for me. I do it for God. I do it for Source. I do it for our Creator. It's part of the plan. I will continue to do the work to hone in on my soul's pure frequency. I think it's also important to know that this work will never be done. Ascension is an ongoing process. Right now we're just trying to get ourselves out of the soup hole of caca that we've created over a very long time. But the ascension will be ongoing. There's always another level. Always another level. Always worth striving to be a better you. And I think the other important thing that I've come to realize is that as long as I do my best to be a better me each day, even if that's just one little thing, one little step, 1%, that's plenty. That's plenty, because in 30 days of time, if I've done one little thing on each one of those days a month later, I've arrived in a new space. My energy is more pure, my frequency is higher. One 1% each day. This lesson keeps coming back to me in many different pictures, through different avenues, different people's words. And I'm certain it's the right way for me to be a better me each day by doing that which shows up in front of me. If it doesn't show up in front of me to do today or tomorrow, then it's not the right day to do that thing. And I will hold and I will wait until it is in front of me to do it. And I live each day this way, doing what's in front of me, being the best me I know how to be. And really, truly, enjoying the ride. I hope and I trust that you're enjoying the ride too. And on those days when it doesn't feel so enjoyable, place your hand on your heart. Place your other hand on your belly or your womb space. Sit with yourself, close your eyes, feel your energy come in. Allow Gaia to come in through the bottoms of your feet and your own energies to come in through the top of your head. Allow them to meet within your heart space. And with love, send them to the parts of your body that are feeling less than. And as you feel that your cup is full in any given moment, you can send these energies out into the world, allowing them to reach those who are open to receiving them. It is through your work, your raising your own frequency, and your ripple that we are bringing forth the change we all wish to see on this planet. Keep going, dear one. Keep going. The world needs you. And I know you've got this. I see you. And I love you. I will speak with you again in the perfect time.